and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic is going to be partially inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Three Entitled Women. You can find my columns all over, worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu with lots of wonderful choices, and I hope you'll read. And please, feel free to comment. I love comments. Also, I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, or join the Dad Chat community on Google+, or better yet, do all three. Today's guest, and it is singular, is Dr. Jennifer Weberman. She's going to join us for two segments today, even though she's about to give birth, well, 4.5 weeks, 4 weeks left, and her life's a little hectic, as we'll hear when she joins us. Pastor Drew Sands and Sherilyn Harley LeBon are unavailable today, but they will be missed. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Son Has Priorities. And I bet every parent of a teenager will enjoy, or at least relate, I'm not sure if enjoy is the right word, this particular comic strip. Tonight at Dad Chat, we are taking on a tough topic with a very special guest. Billy Ray Cyrus, yes, that Billy Ray Cyrus, is joining Dad Chat tonight. This is Thursday, every Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time, to talk about bullying and to talk about his new song, which is called Hope Is Just Ahead. And the video for that song gives a very, very clear view of his take on bullying, his disdain for bullying. And it's going to be fun to have him as our special guest at Dad Chat tonight. So I do hope you will join us. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Riding the Snowbird Tunnel. The other day I was at Snowbird, Utah skiing, and they have, since the last time I was there, which was 25 years ago or so, they built a tunnel into the top of the mountain that allows you to get from one side to the other. And you get on a conveyor belt on your skis, and you go through this tunnel with a lot of interesting memorabilia and photographs that you see along the way. It's so outrageous and incredible. So I took a short video, and that's in my I'm Not That Dad vlog section this week. If Richard's ready, I hope he is, let's listen to A Dad's Point of View life lesson.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Be on time. It's a sign of respect. I don't know about you, but I get really irked when I'm kept waiting. Why do doctors think it's okay to keep you waiting? I just heard someone say that keeping a person waiting is akin to stealing their time. I couldn't agree more. Plus, I believe it shows a total lack of respect for you. Don't be late. Don't blame the traffic. Allow enough time to be there when you say you will, and model and teach that to your children. So there. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Wow, being on time. What a quaint notion. You know, I had a great fix. My closest friend for many, many, many years. We've drifted apart only because of life circumstance, not any problems particularly. But my closest friend for many, many years, back when we were both single and in showbiz, was one of these people that was chronically late, and everybody always put up with it because they loved him so much. But it still bugged the crap out of me. And I just didn't know what to do until I came up with a solution. And he agreed to the solution, which is whoever came second, since most of the things we did involved a meal and a movie, whoever came second with a 10-minute grace period paid for the evening. Now, given that my friend was hugely successful, also hugely generous, he loved it. So I showed up on time. I brought paperwork, reading, whatever I had to do. This was pre-smartphone era. And he'd waltz in a half hour, 45 minutes late. I'd have ordered a drink. And then I'd order the most expensive item on the menu, and he'd gladly pay. And I thought it was sort of a win-win. I'd rather he just showed up on time and we split the check like we had before. I do believe it's a sign of respect. But he was one of a couple of men I knew in my life that just had such great personality, people forgave them for a lot of these, I think, inconsiderate habits. So we're going to talk about entitled people, and it's not just about our kids. And that was going to be the topic of Dad Chat tonight, but because Billy Ray Cyrus last minute became a guest, we're going to switch the topic to bullying at Dad Chat. But I do want to talk about entitlement with you, with Jennifer Weberman, who's also going to talk about bullying in our two segments with her. And the article, Three Entitled Women, which I'll talk about more in the next segment, was inspired by three women I got to know over the last couple of years that were all in their early to mid-20s. And each one had a pretty rough background. None of them had a regular father in their life. Their mothers had lots of struggles. They came from an ethnic background, one or more of them. And they had a sense of entitlement that I'd really never been exposed to, combined with a degree of anger at, in quotes, the man or the government or society or those that had more. And they felt very, very strongly that they were going to take whatever they could get. And that worked out towards borrowing money from friends and not paying it back with no compunction. That worked out towards getting on food stamps when they didn't need it. And all sorts of other things that seem to be somewhat commonplace these days. And it worries me. And knowing these three women, they were, each one was incredibly, well, two of the three were very, very bright. The other one was very, very talented. And they had wonderful ideas. And I wanted to believe in them because I do mentor a lot of young people. But their lack of follow-through on a lot of the good ideas they had and their irresponsibility and sense of entitlement ultimately turned me off, I guess is the only word I can think of. I paused there because what was the right thing? Had they acted a little bit more responsible, I probably would have invested in their various startup ideas. They were ideas for online businesses and other businesses, and they were all smart ideas. But they demonstrated a lack of commitment in so many ways that even though the ideas were sharp, I didn't feel they were. And that was my specific experience with entitled young people. I have the same problem, of course, to some degree with my own boys who, in spite of my best efforts, are pretty spoiled. They do well in their lives, and my older one is having some struggles here and there, but for the most part, he's stepping up. My younger one as well, but neither one is yet to have a summer job, and they're 17 and 20. Now, you might say that's my fault, and my wife certainly says it's my fault, and I guess I'll have to say it's my fault. So that's kind of the take I have on this particular subject. So I'll continue a little bit more after this message break. So stay tuned. Bruce Allen, that's one of you.